Hymns are the poetry of the people, said Sir John Betjeman in the 1970s. This poet laureate is now memorialised in Westminster Abbey, along with many other poets, writers and performers in a space known as Poet's Corner. In this series, join us as we explore a few of these poets whose words were turned into hymns and anthems, which are sung in Christian churches around the world. Hello, I'm Matthew Yorish, suborganist of Westminster Abbey, and today I'm going to explore the anthem Fair is the Heaven, composed by William Henry Harris, a setting of words from Edmund Spenser's poem An Hymn of Heavenly Beauty. Spenser was born in Smithfield, London, in around 1552, and went to the Merchant Taylors' School before studying at Cambridge University. He was married in St Margaret's Church on the North Green of Westminster Abbey in 1579, shortly before taking up the post of private secretary to Arthur, Lord Grey of Wilton. Arthur had been appointed Lord Deputy of Ireland, and it is here that Spenser spent much of his career as a civil servant and a poet. He was buried near Geoffrey Chaucer's grave in Poets' Corner on the 16th of January 1599 at the expense of the Earl of Essex. Many of his contemporaries attended the funeral, possibly including Shakespeare. He is best known for his 1590 epic poem The Faerie Queen, a series of interrelated stories based around the quests of six knights who each represent a particular virtue. Dedicated to Elizabeth I, it is one of the longest poems in the English language and gave rise to what is now known as Spenserian stanza, eight lines of iambic pentameter, followed by two lines of iambic hexameter. An Hymn of Heavenly Beauty followed in 1596. Written after the death of his first wife, it illustrates an ascent from the mortal to the heavenly. It is the latter that Harris takes as the emphasis of his anthem. Choosing lines from three of the stanzas of the poem that describe heaven and choirs of angels, he sets it for unaccompanied double choir. That is to say, the choir splits into two smaller choirs, both containing singers from each voice part. They often sing antiphonally, answering one another, and at other times join together to sing in rich eight-part harmony. This particularly suits choirs such as ours at Westminster Abbey. The choir here, as in many cathedrals, are split into two sides called decani, originally named as it would be the side that the dean sits, and cantoris, the side that the cantor would sit. They sit collegiately, that is, facing one another across the sides of the choir stalls, so this style of music, where the choirs complement and answer one another, works perfectly in that spatial configuration. Harris was intimately acquainted with this way of performing, having been organist at New College and Christ Church, Oxford, and director of music at St George's Chapel, Windsor Castle, his most significant position. Whilst at Windsor, he also composed music for the coronations of George VI in 1937 and Elizabeth II in 1953, both here at Westminster Abbey, where he was involved in the performances as one of the conductors. He also taught music to the late Queen and Princess Margaret when they lived in the castle during the war years. Let's take a listen to a short clip. Harris's setting of Fair is the Heaven is undoubtedly one of his finest achievements as a composer. It is set in three parts. First, a warm opening section that conveys the contentment of souls in heaven, followed by a faster middle section where both choirs build up to dramatic music that almost resembles a fanfare, as Spenser describes the angels and archangels. The transition into the final section is one of the most beautiful moments in the piece, as we hear music similar to the opening, and the poet asks, "How then can mortal tongue hope to express the image of such endless perfectness?" It was a recording of the choir of King's College, Cambridge, under David Wilcox, that introduced me to this piece when I was first discovering choral music. I used to listen to it over and over, and it's definitely one of the reasons I wanted to be involved in church music in some form in my life. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. To listen to the full anthem and the Abbey Choir's full catalogue of recordings, please search for the Choir of Westminster Abbey on your chosen music streaming platform. Alternatively, you can purchase CDs from Westminster Abbey Shop. We'd also love to welcome you at one of our services here at Westminster Abbey.